This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zion.
Good evening, I'm Caroline.
And it's Top Back Thursday. And of course, we have a great question for you right now. Do you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders? And if so, why? The number to call is 03-771-09000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
That's right. So a recent survey shows that Malaysians want veteran politicians to step down to make way for younger leaders. The survey was done by Independent Pollster Merdeka Center.
In collaboration with the Malaysian Insider?
Yep. It shows that one out of two Malaysians want older politicians from both sides of the divide to give up their positions of power so that younger leaders can come to the helm.
Yep. So the takeaway from the respondents showed that younger voters wanted younger leaders because the older guys are associated with infighting and criticizing without offering solutions. And this according to Merdeka Center Director Ibrahim Sufyan.
Which we spoke with him yesterday, and he imparted that information. So could it also be that younger voters feel detached from their older leaders due to perhaps a lack of online presence? And I suppose that also plays into the whole younger, older generation sort of thing, in that, you know, whether or not older politicians or politicians of that generation are perhaps internet savvy or social media savvy, able to take advantage of that.
I always thought that younger voters feel detached from their older sort of leaders due to always being spoken down to rather than spoken to.
Well, there's that. But to be fair, younger people generally feel detached from older people.
Generally?
You ask just any teenager.
So it's more apparent today than ever that in order to stay relevant, we need, of course, social media. We see in businesses and how they moved from traditional advertising to digital platforms, and even the celebrities are sort of utilizing Twitter and Instagram. So why don't you folks tell us why? Call us and let us know if you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders or politicians, and tell us why. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be here to take your calls right after this. Turn It On by Franz Ferdinand right here on BFM 89.9. It's Caroline and Ezra, and we're discussing basically whether, you know, do you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders? And we're referencing a survey done by Merdeka Center in collaboration with Malaysian Insider. The survey found that one out of two Malaysians wants veteran politicians from both sides of the political divide to give up their positions of power and make way for younger leaders.
Yeah, and just for some context, I think the median age for Malaysians would be around 29.
28, 29.
So, you know, when we talk about younger politicians, I suppose that would sort of be the age of 29, 30s.
Well, it's funny because some political parties in the country, when they have their youth wing, it's like 40, I mean, which is great, I'm sure.
I'm not going to win on that argument. You know, I want to believe that 40 is young. So anyway, we received a tweet on the topic from a Weighs In, who says, "I don't care about age. I only care about relevance and how they can lead us into the future. Otherwise, it's just ageism." So that's the thing,
nice.
Though.
I agree with a huge amount of that, right?
I do. But that's the thing, though. You know, when you talk about relevance, you know, whether it's necessary. I mean, it's easy to just put people into
brackets and
brackets
categories.
And say, yeah, you know, just because you're older, you don't understand what, you know,
young
people are
doing.
Going through. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, there is a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, well, I'll just read out the numbers very quickly so you can call us and tell us what you think. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking, do you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders? My takeaway is that, you know, irrespective of whether you're old or young or what age bracket you fall in, it's about being competent. Like, if you can do your job and you can do it well, you should be given every opportunity to continue with that. And I think the biggest thing that Malaysians have seen over the, you know, the longest time is that there is a lack of competence, a lack of transparency, a lack of accountability. And so right now, this whole idea about wanting one in two Malaysians wanting veteran politicians to step aside, it's because results aren't there. And we just want a new thing, I guess.
Yeah, but is it necessarily the age that's driving it? So, you know, by contrast, you look at younger politicians, and I think, you know, it's the association, isn't it? Younger politicians sort of seem to be free of the association with excesses of the past.
They don't have the baggage.
Yeah. But, you know, will they necessarily operate any differently?
Yeah. I mean, there are older or elderly politicians and public leaders right around the world who work very hard to stay in touch. And, you know, the worst thing, I guess the worst crime for any public leader or politician to have is to be out of touch, to not, you know, to have a pulse of what's happening on the ground, the temperature of the country.
Yep.
And that's where you start losing and saying some really weird things.
Yep.
And so, you know, when you're talking about wanting, you know, veteran politicians to make way, is it because there's a conception that, you know, our current batch of politicians are just not with it?
Yeah. So, you know, you can text us and tweet us and tell us in the Malaysian context, I suppose, especially, you know, whether you feel that it would make a difference if we had younger politicians leading the brood.
Absolutely. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. The question today is, do you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders? Tell us why. Give us some examples. But first, some music. Give Me All Your Lovin' by ZZ Top right here on BFM 89.9. Here with Caroline and Ezra on Top Back, and the question today is, do you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders? Once again, the number is 0377109000. Tell you, I'm really surprised that the folks just not calling in to chime in on this issue. Right?
Well, they will. And, you know, this is based on a survey we were talking about a little earlier, done by Merdeka Center. So they said there was a survey on Malaysia's future leadership. It found that 62.6% of respondents, 1,008 respondents, felt that opposition leader, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, should step down and give way for younger leaders to head the party. Now, and that isn't very surprising as well. When you look at the Malaysian political landscape, it seems to be the same players all the time.
Same characters.
Very much. And you feel as though you've seen all the cards that they've had to put out. You've seen the same cards come out through the years.
And you hope that by voting them in again, something different happens. Mm. It's one of those things like in Las Vegas, like, you know, you keep doing the same thing, hoping for a different result. That's not what you're supposed to do. Just another few stats from this poll. 58.3% of the Malaysians polled said that DAP parliamentary leader Lim Kit Siang should resign. And this was followed by UMNO President Sri Najib Razak at 49.7%. Past President Dato' Sri Abdul Hadi Awang at 46.6%. And UMNO Deputy President Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin at 42.5%. But the main takeaway here, 42 to 62% is the sort of, you know, the percentiles. I mean, that's pretty a high number of folks who feel that, you know, these folks should start making way, or at least start making, you know, plans for younger leaders to step up.
Yeah, and whether or not there is space for younger leaders to step up. You know, there's a message that came in saying it's not just showcasing young leaders within party ranks, but proving to young voters that they, the new lineup, can influence decision making within their respective parties, because there is that hierarchical thing as well.
That's true. 0377109000 is the number to call. Our first call of the day is Razif. Hi, Razif.
Hi.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. What do you think?
I agree, basically.
Mm-hmm. That it's time to be out with the old, in with the new?
Yeah, I think we should change to a new leader. The same reason why we need to scrap old cars from the street, basically.
Wow, okay.
Basically, if the majority of the population of the cars on the street are 1 to 10 years old cars, so you can't afford to have a 20-year-old car, they're not fast enough, basically. I mean, some issues are not being addressed fast enough, and some issues not even been addressed properly.
But so is that your biggest point of contention, or your strongest argument, the fact that they're perhaps not as agile as a younger generation of politicians would be?
Yes. That's basically my biggest concern.
Okay.
And plus,
yeah.
I think the general consensus is that politics is basically a dirty game. So if you stay there long enough, somehow or other, you know that that person gonna get dirty. So you need to, you know, get a fresh persons and you know,
I see your point, Arzev. I think you know, you have term limits, right? Mm-hmm. You know, to ensure that nobody sort of is entrenched in power for too long. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you very much for that call, Arzev. If you want to chime in on this issue as to whether veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders, 0377109000 is the number to call.
Yeah, there's a baby diaper reference, you know, joke reference.
Okay, well, we'll hear that later, perhaps. Right, okay. Vikram is on the line. Hi, Vikram.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Tell us what you think.
Definitely agree that the new faces should come in.
Okay.
But then again, you know, with new people coming into old jobs and the system being the same, I don't think it helps anybody.
Yeah.
And do you think younger folks are attracted to serve in government? Do you think that is still something that sort of young folks want to do, given that the baggage of our political system and over the past few years as well?
I think there's quite a number of smart guys out there who mm-hmm. are politically savvy, who are ready for this. Except I don't know you know, how much of experience is required. So, but in a lot of these cases, you know the old foxes are willy. You know, they've got an upper hand on you, and you know that sort of wears you down if you're younger.
Right.
I suppose, but the hope is, you know, you come in with fresh energy, you come in with new ideas, and even if it is into a system that has been in place for such a long time, you know, the fresh blood, you know, hopefully will change things up and change the structure to what works.
Exactly. Over time, I think over time, definitely. But again, I think people have got to take a long-term view. It's not, you know, something that happens tomorrow and, you know, it's sorted out tomorrow. The system doesn't change tomorrow.
They'll be old by the time, old by the time the change comes around.
Thank you very much for your call, Vikram. 0377109000. It's Talk Back Thursday. We're asking you, do you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders? I mean, the main thing, I have that, you know, he said that, you know, politics is a very dirty and long game, and it's true. Some folks get very jaded very early on once they get involved, and sort of the older foxes in the game tends to wear them out. I don't know whether I've just been watching lots of House of Cards on Netflix, but you know, that's what it is.
I wouldn't underestimate the younger generation of politicians. Resilience, you know, is an important part of the game.
Philip is on the line. Hi, Philip. Oh,
Philip was on the line. Goodbye, Philip.
Do try and call us again. 0377109000. Mahendran is on the line. Hi,
hi.
Mahendran.
Hi.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, sure. Well, I agree that, you know, the older politicians should give way to the younger generation. But then, you know, politics is a field that you need years of experience. And I think, you know, you got to nurture the younger generation. And, you know, it's just like a legal profession that the senior lawyers, you know, they are well-versed, they are much better. All right, so you can actually, you know, get the senior lawyers to step down and give the younger generation.
Maybe should there be a ceiling though? Maybe in a consultative sort of role, but should there be a ceiling when it comes to the age?
Yes, it's good. You know, we can follow what is being practiced in the U.S. You know, you
having term limits. Yep.
Yep, that's good.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Mahendran. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Yep. Out with the old, in with the new. We're talking about politicians. Yes or no? What do you think so far? I mean, we're conducting a little poll of our own.
We love doing this.
Here.
The cheapest way to do it, really.
It is. You pay for it, essentially, because you're paying for the phone call. So, So three people have said yes. So far, they want younger politicians. A message just came in saying age is irrelevant. What's important is the integrity and credibility of the politician. What's the point of opting for a young politician if they're as corrupt?
Raghu is on the line. Hi there.
Oh, we seem to be dropping
a lot of calls. Do keep trying to call us in. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. I think the main thing also is, you know, when we think about, you know, politicians, you know, making way for younger leaders, how many of them are actually nurturing them? Because, you know, once you're in a position of power, more often than not, it's not about sort of trying to make way for the next generation.
Oh,
it's more
absolutely
about securing, you know, your position. and making sure that there's job security and relevancy for the next few years.
Well, to be fair, you know, that applies to many different industries or leaders of many different industries as well. You know, a lot of people don't seem to want to make the space for the younger generation to come forth. So I don't know whether or not anybody is being nurtured, really.
Well, tell us what you think, folks. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Of course, you can also tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Talkback Thursday, and we're asking you this question. Do you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders? And if so, why? It's Talkback Thursday. We'll be right back after this. BFM 89.9. Good evening. I'm Ezra Zayed.
Good evening. I'm Caroline O.
It's Talkback Thursday, and the number to call is 0377109000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking the question, do you agree that our veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders? If so, why? We're responding to a recent survey that shows Malaysians want veteran politicians to step down. The survey by independent pollster Merdeka Center in collaboration with the Malaysian Insider, it shows that one out of two Malaysians want older politicians from both sides of the political divide to give up their positions of power so that younger leaders can come to the helm. What do you think?
Yep, so out with the old, in with the new. Message in says, I believe it's yes. However, regardless of age, people want to see results and transparency. I believe one problem in this country is that older people tend to be very hard to listen to younger people due to many reasons.
Ego.
Younger politicians should act and show their power to lead and display results and transparency to the country. Hasman says, having new leaders stepping up is one thing, but still having the old leaders on the sidelines being detractors at every decision made is another, probably one of the reasons why not many are stepping up to the plate. One final one here says, should not have father, son, or daughter sort of combo as politicians. It's too coincidental. So, you know,
talking about political dynasties.
Yes, yeah. I think that's an interesting one to explore.
Yeah, 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. I mean, the interesting thing about some of those points, especially not just in Malaysia, but around the region, when you're talking about political dynasties, it's very, very common. And there seems to be a culture within us that also allows for it, that sort of legitimacy comes through blood and not through merit and not through aspirational abilities. So tell us what you think about this question about wanting veteran politicians to make way for younger leaders. 0377109000 is the number to call. Dave is on the line. Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
Hi, tell us what you think.
Okay, so basically, your question was about should the old ones actually leave, but I think it's not really a question of matter of age. It's more on the perspective that the people bring.
Okay,
right.
Because
so,
there's no use for a whole new generation of leaders if they're going to be bringing very naive or very useless ideas, which is basically what most people are doing right now anyways.
And so, sorry, do you think a lot of these naive and useless ideas are coming predominantly from the veteran leaders or from the younger leaders?
Surprisingly, it's coming from a mix of both. So it's just a matter of them not understanding what the people want. I think people are just losing touch on where exactly the rocket need to be. Yeah, so that's basically where we should be heading towards.
And who do you think has, I guess the question is, who do you think has a higher chance at being in touch with the rakyat? Does it matter as to what age a public leader is?
Not really. I mean, with age comes maturity and experience, but at the same time, you should really remember who you're working for, right? So age is not an issue, but your priorities are.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Dave. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. I think with that, you know, you're talking about age and maturity and experience. I think there's also about, you know, old habits dying hard. You know, previous caller mentioned about older politicians sitting on the sidelines. I can tell you from some experience that I've had in the past that older politicians find it very, very difficult to sit on the sidelines. And it's because you've been doing it for so long. And if it's something that you've invested in for the better part of half a decade, 2 decades, decades, three decades. Mm. And the list of politicians that are listed in this survey, minimum three decades of political experience that they've brought to the table. And it's very hard to give up, but it's also, I think, even tougher to nurture younger leaders as well. They don't sort of want to send that elevator back down to let somebody come up.
A tweet from Ong Ken Ming, who says, issue is not an age. Issue is not age. If a veteran politician is still making a positive contribution, he should stay. If deadwood, then make way.
Ong Ken Ming's still a very young man.
I think so.
Nothing wrong with that.
Young / old politician.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Depending.
I didn't say that.
Depending. No, he's young. He's young.
I didn't say that, YB. 03-77-10-9000 is the number to call. Carlos is on the line. Hi, Carlos.
Hello, hi, this is Carlos here.
Hi, tell us what you think.
Hi, yeah. Basically, it doesn't matter who's young or old, because right now, all the politicians, young or old, are giving us, you know, like, not solutions, but just problems to add to those, you know.
Mm.
Not solving these solutions, because it's just been a rivalry between the both, you know, like despite where party they're coming from. And you know, it is my greatest discontent, you know that we as you know, as citizens of this country, we are not getting a say of everything. I think, like, at the end of the day, they gotta remember who they're working for, who they're serving for, because at the end of the day, it's all about the people, it's all about us. And again, we have to stress that this is a democracy. So, like, you know, I mean, like, people got to remember that, you know, like, right now on the news and all that, like, I don't have to go into details, but, like, it is, the circus has to end. That's
the political circus.
The political circus has to end. And, I mean, like, yeah.
Nope, I think we get your point, Carlos. Thank you very much.
Daniel says, yes, definitely. Politicians work for the people, younger leaders for younger generations, and get with the times. Azmi says, I don't agree with the topic. Older politicians have experience, wisdom, maturity. Young folk tend to be brash, hurried, and shallow. Attributes sought are visionary, eloquence, capability, and incorruptible. Those are ageless.
Yeah, and, you know, it's hard to argue with that. The problem, you know, I'm just trying to look at the, you know, the political landscape for the past two or three decades. You're talking about wisdom and maturity in older politicians. Caroline, you and I read and cover the news every day.
It's an oxymoron,
and
almost.
It's truly frustrating.
Yes.
And so, you know, I'm more than happy to have older politicians who are competent stay in their positions. But, I mean, you know, we need to see some examples of that. 03-77-10-9000 is the number to call. Fami is on the line. Hi, Fami.
Fami.
Oh. Oh, okay, then no need to get aggressive phone line.
We have issues with our phone lines today, clearly. All right, let's try for another one.
Raiden is on the line. Hi, Raiden.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Yeah, I think the veteran politician, maybe they're thinking a bit conservative. They should give way to the new blood.
A bit conservative, because it's a different time now?
Huh?
Are they conservative in their thinking because of they come from a different generation?
Yeah, because they cannot align with existing situation.
Mm-hmm.
Thing has changed over time, so I think they should step down. Let young people lead the new vision.
All right, so you agree. There you go.
Yeah, but, you know, having said that, they are older individuals who are flexible.
But they get pushed out of power, I think.
I was just going to say that we don't see many of them in politics, unfortunately, but, you know that just goes back to the whole age isn't an issue, and it boils down to the individual, really.
Yeah, 03-77-10-9000 is the number to call. Our next caller is Mala. Hi, Mala.
Hi. Yes, I belong to the older generation.
Okay.
And I think we fail to accept the fact that the younger generation are much, much more intelligent and charismatic than the older generation are. So the problem lies in the fact that the older generation refuse to accept this fact. They deny the younger generation a voice simply on the fact, oh, they are too young.
And Mala, do you think this is a problem that's exclusive to a country like Malaysia, or do other countries face this problem as well?
I think it's everywhere, in every fabric of society. I'm an educationist, and I can see it within my peers, my teachers. Each time we come across a student who is challenging and asking questions, we try to shut them down. I mean, I don't do that. I like challenging questions. I like my students to, you know, question me and argue with me, and I find that so liberating, and I like that. But I find none of my peers enjoy that. They find that, you know, wow, you know, this is, you know, trying to step up to authority. So it boils down all to that. If we must accept the fact that they're much, much, much more intelligent, because they have so much of resources which we didn't have. Right? Mm-hmm. So definitely the mentality and the intelligence among the younger generation is much, much, much more superior. So we need to listen to the younger generation and give them a chance. And
give them...
Guys, we got to step down.
All right. Give them a chance. Thank you very much for your call, Mala. It's Talk Back Thursday. Number of call is 0377109000. Gary and David, please hold the lines. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9. You're with Caroline and Ezra. We're talking about a survey involving 1,008 respondents of voting age. They were interviewed by telephone from January 21st to 30th. And we're talking about how one out of two Malaysians want veteran politicians from both sides of the political divide to give up their positions of power and make way for younger leaders. Do you agree with that sentiment? The number again is 0377109000. Gary's on the line. Hi, Gary.
Hi,
Gary.
Hi, good evening, folks.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I think that age is not the issue here. Lots of good stuff comes out of a particular politician's mouth, regardless of their age.
Mm-hmm.
Term limits are
in Malaysia, or are there leaders in history, or anyone you want to cite?
Yes, yes. You know, across the world, doesn't matter, US, UK, good leaders are willing to move with the times. They listen carefully. They've got good ideas. And I think the thing that I would propose most is that perhaps the ideologies and the parties are the things that are too old.
Mm.
And perhaps it's time for us to put in place, and this is our fault, to put in place politicians who actually have solutions that are relevant for the current problems. We need to get beyond, I think, some of these dated political ideologies and move with the times. We need a green party. We need a party with accountability. We need all these things much, much, much more. We need sustainable development. And I think that these should be priorities, rather than just saying, well, you know, a politician is going to be effective if he toes the party line, as it were.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Gary. Much appreciated. I'm moving on to our next caller. David is on the line. Hi, David.
Thank you very much for that, Gary. Much appreciated.
David, you want to turn off the radio, and you're on air right now. We're asking you, what do you think about the survey? Do you agree that veteran politicians should make way for younger leaders?
I actually believe that younger leaders and veterans leaders actually both have their advantages.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, there must be a balance of both. For example, if a party have too many young leaders, the party will be lack of experience.
Right.
So a party, if they have too many young blood, then it will cause it will be very lack of experience.
But do you think young leaders in whatever political organization in this country are given the opportunity to do so?
Actually, I don't think so. I believe that these countries have not given enough opportunities for youngsters to expose themselves. That's what I believe. There's too many veterans in our countries.
All right. Thank you very much, David. You know, what puzzles me is this whole idea, you know, a lot of political parties have a youth wing.
Mm.
I don't get that.
I don't think many people do.
Yeah, but, you know, we have youth wings. As if youth issues and, you know, adult, you know, older issues are that markedly different.
Oh, you sound old, Ezra.
No.
Youth issues are youth issues. They're important. Some are different.
What? Dating is a youth issue? Okay, we'll move on to our next caller.
What are you saying?
Tariq is on the line. Hi, Tariq.
Well, Ezra, dating is not just a youth.
Thank you, Tariq.
All right, all right.
Tell him
all right.
Let's just put that straight.
All right, yes. That's fair, that's fair.
I just want to comment. I actually enjoyed Gary's response about how it's not about... But the problem isn't age. And I actually completely agree with him. The problem isn't age. I mean, there's no point having lots and lots of young politicians, young up-and-coming politicians, when they all had the same kind of education, had the same kind of social background. I mean, somebody said that, you know, the youth don't have an opportunity to practice politics. Well, the fact of the matter is, politics in this country takes a lot of time, and you don't really have that unless you have quite a bit of economic privilege. So many of our politicians it's like we live in an echo chamber. You know, we live in an echo chamber and we all listen to the same kind of thing. It doesn't matter if it's coming from somebody who's 50, 60, or even a young upstart in the mid-20s. They all kind of sound alike.
So what can we do to change it up?
It sounds so dire from that point of view.
No, I mean, it's like, I mean, I don't really know what we can do to change it up, but this is a particular problem that we have. We've had this structure of politics where it's particularly, you know, it's like you count the amount of certain Malay colleges from a town called K, you know, starting with the letter K and K, and how many of them are politicians? And you're like, wow, this is a lot. There's a lot of people coming from that school, and it's like. So do you think like is it just calcification? You know, somebody who doesn't, you know, is it just old people getting, you know, not being able to change, or is it basically that we don't have any new voices?
Basically we need a sort of a diversity of voices is what we're looking for. And
yeah, and somebody did suggest that a little earlier, a balance of both. Really.
You know, I'd like my country to be run like half football teams. You've got a little bit of young, a little bit old, but you've got to make sure that the youth academy is really strong.
Riots and chaos, great, Ezra.
Think of football academies, or how are they? Never mind. Our final call of the day, Johari's on the line. Hi, Johari. Oh, Johari. What's going on? That was your moment. Why? All right, folks. Thank you very much for all your calls, texts, and tweets. Karen, any texts and tweets?
Just going to read them out very quickly. Gary says, Malaysian politics needs a reset. I support the call for young leaders to lead the country out of its current malaise. Thank you very much for that.
All right. If you missed any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. It's Talk Back Thursday. And our song right now is I Want That Man by Deborah Harry. But you're on BFM.
Which man? How old?
It puzzled
Can't
me for
it be a
moment.
Woman?
I want that man. Deborah Harry, right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.